This is Jim Peek at MySuccessGateway.com, and today I've got a call with Mr. Lloyd Chapman, who is President and CEO of the American Small Business League, and you can find them over at ASBL.com. And Lloyd wants to respond to the Small Business Administration's press release dated May 11th, 2007. Today is May 15th, 2007. So, Lloyd, a guy by the name of Sean Rushton issued a press release, and he talks about myth versus fact, the SBA and government contracting. The first myth that he talks about is large companies, including large multinational corporations, are taking away federal contracts specifically intended for small businesses. And do you want to comment to what their response is on that?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. In fact, when I saw this, I was just stunned that they would call some of these things myths. So what they call the myth, they say large businesses, including large multinational corporations, are taking away federal contracts specifically intended for small businesses. In Report 515 from the SBA's own Office of Inspector General, I think I've got it memorized, it said one of the biggest challenges facing the Small Business Administration and the federal government today is that large businesses are receiving small business procurement awards and agencies are receiving credit for these awards. So this is a report by the SBA's own Office of Inspector General. And how in the world they can refer to that as a myth is, I'm shocked by it.
Okay, so where can someone pick up that report, that 515 report?
Well, I'm sure it's on the SBA Inspector General's website. They can also go to ASBL.com and click on media, and down the right-hand page, they'll find report 515 along with the other reports from the SBA Inspector General on the right-hand side of the column down there. And this statement is the last sentence of the first paragraph. So in the very first paragraph in report 515 from the SBA Inspector General, he says that the diversion of small business contracts to large companies is one of the biggest challenges facing the government today.
Okay. So let's move forward to the second myth. Then why are these large multinational corporations listed in the GSA's database as holding small business contracts? Is that a myth or is that a fact? What is the fact?
Well, I think that's probably a fact. Anyone can go to the GSA database, and there's been stories on ABC and CBS and CNN. It's been LA Times and the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, that there are hundreds of large businesses in the SBA database of small businesses. I believe for the last 2 years, the largest recipient of small business contracts in this country was L3 Communications, a Fortune 500 defense contractor. And in the SBA's explanation of why this is a myth, they say the problem arises because up until now, under federal rules, federal agencies have been allowed to count, contracts as small business contracts for up to 20 years once a small business is acquired by a large company. What they don't say is they're the agency that wrote that policy. So they refer to it as, under federal rules, and the problem arises, but they fail to mention that they're the organization that wrote the rule that allowed a large business to buy a small business and keep that status for 20 years, which I think most people agree is absurd.
Hmm. Yeah, I had an interview with Paul Murphy over at Eagle Eye, and they are basically a third-party database, government contracting database provider, and they enhance some of the government databases for end users, both Fortune 500 companies as well as small businesses. And he told me just last week, as a matter of fact, that the number one contract award winner for the SBA contracts was L3 Communications.
Yeah, and the firms that are in the top 10 are all household names. There are Fortune 500 corporations like Bechtel, Boeing, Lockheed, just huge companies. So, I can't imagine why they refer to it as a myth. I was talking to a reporter the other day, and he was talking about the concept of the big lie. Maybe you've heard that, where if you repeat something that's a lie often enough, eventually becomes the truth. And I think that's what the SBA is attempting. They're just denying these reports from their own inspector general over and over and over and hoping to have some effect and some damage control to distance themselves from the the negative impact all these bad policies are having that they put together.
So what you're saying is that that not only the policies are bad that they're putting together, that the information is what?
Well, they're trying to mislead the public. They're just lying. You know,
why would they do that?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think the SBA is trying to cover up the fact that these large corporations are getting small business contracts. You know, every year they come out and they'll say, okay, last year, you know, $80 billion worth of small businesses, and they'll refer to it as a victory for America, or President Bush will issue a statement talking about his support for small business and how important small businesses are. And once it comes out that most of the money actually goes to Fortune 500 corporations, it sort of, blows their ability to call it a victory for American small businesses when all the money's actually going to, you know, Fortune 500 companies. It's
right.
Damage control for them.
Interesting. So, okay, let's go on to the third myth, and then we're going to conclude this podcast. The SBA hasn't done anything to stop this is the myth that the SBA wrote. The SBA hasn't done anything to stop the misrepresentation of these small business contracts and has made it easier for large businesses to misrepresent themselves. And what they're saying is fact. The SBA has taken very strong steps to correct this problem and make it difficult for companies to misrepresent themselves. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. In their explanation here, they actually don't list any of the steps that they've taken other than their new 5-year recertification plan. And the 5-year recertification plan basically allows the Fortune 500 corporations that have existing small business contracts to keep them for 5 more years. So allowing big businesses to keep federal small business contracts for 5 more years, to me, is not really much of a step to solve the problem. I think eliminating them from the program immediately would be good. So I think it's amazing that we're talking about how many more years Fortune 500 corporations get federal small business contracts. What we should be talking about is how in the world did they get on there in the first place. But here's another good example about, you know, the fact that they've done nothing to stop it. There was a company called GTSI. They're a big firm up in the D.C. area. And the SBA Inspector General recommended this company for debarment, which means they can never sell to the government ever again, for intentionally misrepresenting themselves as a small business. And this was mentioned in the SBA Inspector General's semi-annual report to Congress. And that's a pretty serious situation. When the Inspector General recommends somebody for debarment, they don't do that lightly. It's my understanding there was a
And the Inspector General, not to interrupt, but the Inspector General is part of the Treasury. Is that correct?
No, the each agency has its own Inspector General.
Okay, so the SBA has its own Inspector General.
Yeah. And so the SBA's Inspector General investigated this company, this GTSI company, and came to the conclusion after a lengthy investigation that they were misrepresenting themselves. And under federal law, under Section 16D of the Small Business Act, that's a felony with a 10-year prison term, and the penalty is also permanent debarment. So they recommend this company be debarred. The SBA didn't do it. The SBA did nothing to the company. In fact, the company has continued to get millions, I think even hundreds of millions, of contracts. Another thing that the SBA did around Christmas time, I was working with CBS News, an investigative story about the diversion of small business contracts to big companies, and right in the middle of our investigation, the SBA pulled all the information off of the government's database that you could use to see if a company was large or small. They pulled all the employee numbers and all the revenue numbers. And they did that to stop the investigative story, which would have been CBS's third investigative story into the diversion of small business contracts to big companies. And it also makes it easier for large companies to misrepresent themselves, because now you can't go to that database and see who's large or small. And one of the main ways that the government's small business contracting program is policed is through protest. So once the SBA removed that information, small businesses don't have the information they need to file protests anymore. So not only is the SBA not doing anything to stop this problem, they're actually doing things to exacerbate it and make it easier for large companies to misrepresent themselves.
So right now there's a law in place that says that all of federal spending, 23% of that, has to go to small businesses. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that law was created back when, during the Eisenhower administration?
Yeah, back in the, I think it was 53, actually. The original law said a fair portion of the total value of all government contracts and subcontracts, and Congress interpreted that to be 23%. So that's what we're going with these days.
Okay. And is that number being fulfilled?
Absolutely not. Again, there's been 14 federal investigations, five of them, I guess, within the SBA, that show that a significant portion of that money actually goes to some of the biggest companies in the world.
So how much out of that, so how many of the 140,000 companies that are doing business with the government today, what percentage of their total receipts equals, are they getting 20%? Are they getting 10%? They're not getting their 23%. Is there a place that we could look for and find the total amount? Is there an accurate database anyplace?
No, there is not. That's one of the problems. There's no place the public can go and verify this. In the past, you could easily go online and find this information, but today you can't find out the names of the firms that the government's giving the contracts to. It's very difficult, not impossible, to find out who's getting, you know, what contracts. In fact, I'll tell you something interesting. I saw a letter from John Kerry. I want to say it was November 11th of 2005. John Kerry sent a letter to the head of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, and he appeared to be referring to a report or an investigation that he'd seen that said 10,000 major contracts were missing from the database. And get this, and the contract numbers on contracts prior to 2003 had been concealed. So it looks like that the federal government, maybe the SBA, has removed over 10,000 contracts from the database. So what you if you do get a chance to look at it, it's incomplete, and apparently a lot of this really damaging information has actually been removed.
So this is according to John Kerry?
Yeah, it was a letter that John Kerry wrote, the head of the Office of Fair Procurement Policy, and the date that sticks my mind, I want to say it was November of 2005. I saw it on Kerry's website.
Now, I thought that there was a database which is called the Federal Business Opportunity, fedbizops.gov. Now, does that list all the opportunities that are available that are current and existing?
I believe that list, what I'll say opportunities or acquisitions that are coming up, but it doesn't have the information on who is getting the contracts.
Today?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I'm not that familiar with that database. But
okay, so how about the – okay, so right now, today, there is not a database to find out who is doing which contract with the federal government?
Well, you're supposed to be able to use what's called the Federal Procurement Data System Next Generation. But I would have to say, non-functional. And I challenge anyone that's listening to this podcast to go to FPDS and try to get a list of the recipients of small business contracts for last year. I don't think they can do it. In fact, I know they can't.
What's the name of that website again?
It's called the Federal Procurement Data System Next Generation.
Okay.
And it's worthless.
Okay. Well, this has been great information, and I think what I'd like to do, Lloyd, is see if we can't get a response back from the SBA just so that we can sort this stuff out and get down to the truth of what's going on. Okay.
I think that's a great idea, Jim. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time. This is Jim Peek over at MySuccessGateway.com speaking with President and CEO of the American Small Business League, Lloyd Chapman, regarding myth versus facts regarding the SBA press release. Thanks so much.
Thank you.